So what's left to do during a quarantine but make a podcast? Now, before we start, Ryan, I want to make sure we're healthy. I'm going to need you to take my temperature. I think you know how.
Stewie, there's already two thermometers in there.
Yeah, you can't be too safe.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Safety first on this show, always, right?
That's right.
Crisco, where's your thermometer?
I can't show you.
We only check the big guy's temperature rectally.
That's right. Rectum damn near killed him.
We're still allowed to do that, right?
I think so. HR's not here.
Dez, I always check hers on her temples. I have that little scanner. It just goes, boop.
Oh, it's brilliant.
But Chris goes like, yep, you can't be too safe.
Oh, he's like, why are you bending over all the time?
Well, boy, am I healthy, though. Every single time.
Oh, is he ever.
He's like, check it again.
He's a healthy boy.
Look, it said you were perfect a second ago.
And the weird part is it pops right out like a turkey timer. Just like a boop.
Yeah. Really embarrassing, because then I checked Rudy orally with the same thermometer.
Whoopsies. And he had no complaints.
Do not tell him.
No, man. Oh, could you imagine? Man. He's like, oh, what is that? He's like burnt chicken.
Okay.
Little nutty.
Did we just do that? Seriously. I feel like we're losing our minds. Are we just off the freaking rails right now with this quarantine?
Oh, it's been 2 weeks. Poor Ryan is complete. I said, I'm tired. Dez is very tired because she's got kids up all the time. Ryan is like hit the third wall tired.
I almost just thought, maybe I don't go in today. I just couldn't bring myself to get up. I am so beyond wiped. Moving that house by myself took every last drop of whatever I had left. It's gone. There's nothing left.
Well, luckily, you do have a solid weekend of nothing, right?
Yes.
Like, don't add plans.
No, I'm not going to.
There's not a lot of plans you can add.
No. No, I am going to watch Ozark on Netflix. I can't wait all weekend. Oh, such a good show. Have you watched this, Dez?
No, it's one that's on my list, but do you think I'd like it?
Yes.
You know I don't like dark shows.
I know you will love it.
Okay.
Because it is so well done. It's so well written. It's so interesting about how these people get caught up in this money laundering world. And in order to, and this is how the show starts, Jason Bateman's character is in Chicago, I believe, and he's laundering money. And then all of a sudden, something happens and he needs to take the business on the road. And that's where they end up at Lake of the Ozarks. And it is so creepy. The people who are down there, the characters he encounters, and how he manages to launder all this money for the drug dealers.
There's a scene in season one. Obviously, no spoilers. There's a scene in season one that will so catch you off guard, you won't see it coming from a mile away.
Are we talking about the intersection, the street?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's now I've got plenty of time. Like Taylor and I are trying to figure things out to watch. We started Tiger King last night.
Oh, see, I don't know if I'm going to watch that.
See, I don't know how I feel about it either. I'm sure I'd get sucked in and be lost. I honestly want to go back, and I don't know if Ryan was going to do this either, but I want to go back and watch Blank's Creek. All the way through again. Now that there's only three episodes left. That's it. There's three episodes.
Aww.
There's this coming week, next week, and then a two-part finale.
We can actually call it Schitt's Creek because we're not on the air.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
True,
I guess.
I don't know. And I've seen TV shows called Schitt's Creek.
Well, because it's not, what we think. I mean, it's spelled differently.
It's Roland Schitt.
Right. Yeah.
He's the mayor of Schitt's Creek.
Yes. Okay. Well, there's that. So lots of stuff to watch this weekend. Okay, so a woman is pulling a prank on stores by shopping in a bubble. Have you seen the Zorb ball?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the big plastic Zorb ball. She had a helper there to grab the stuff she needed. It's probably a YouTube stunt, but still interesting.
Are you self-isolating?
No, seriously.
You come 2 meters nearer me then, mate. Your extreme measures of self-isolation. No, it's all right. No, it's all right. You're coming towards me. If I had it, you can't get it. You're pretty safe in there.
No, honestly, she's really germophobic and doesn't want anybody near.
Is that why you're doing that?
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that. Is she the most sensible person or is she just a nutter?
Oh, I could never live there. When everyone talks like that, it would drive me freaking batty.
Oh, I love it. I was thinking I'd rather be self-isolated than self-isolated.
She is. She did get kicked out of the store, though.
Oh.
The lady ended up coming up and saying, you're taking up the entire aisle with this ball.
Well, I think this woman should get the, let's see, is it the death penalty maybe for this? Maybe that's too harsh. Okay, Imprisonment for life. How about this?
I mean, that's good.
A woman in Pennsylvania walked into a grocery store, intentionally coughed on all the meat and produce, and now the owners of the store have to throw out $35,000 worth of food because of it. Because that's what she did.
That woman walking into the supermarket and openly coughing on all of the meats in the meat cases, in the bakery section, in the produce section, and other parts of the store as well. According to the folks at this Garrity's, they recognize that woman. They have said she has been a nuisance in the past. In all, the owner of Garrity's here saying they had to toss out more than $35,000 worth of food products.
Oh, I have a better punishment for
her. Okay.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to infect her with Ebola.
Yep. Oh.
And see if she survives. If she does, great. Then we're going to infect her with COVID-19. See if she survives. If she does, great. Then we're going to make her a guinea pig for other testing of other viruses going forward. So moving forward, any new strain of anything, we're just going to pop her in her and see what happens. And then she'll be our science experiment.
I like that.
Me too. That
works.
I like that.
Yeah. Go ahead and put her down. Strap her up for that.
I mean, there's no reason to just lock her up and you know, have it cost us money. Let's just take advantage of her. If she thought that was funny to cough all over food and cause that much, you know, damage
and waste,
then
what in the actual hell?
We might as well just use her. So let's just find a cure for these diseases and we'll use her as our subject.
So evil. How do you have that much evil knowing what's going on in the world?
God, people just make me crazy sometimes.
Ugh. Yep.
Remember the days before social media and before knowing everything that happens in the world at all times?
Yeah, it was a peaceful time.
It was better, wasn't it?
Yeah,
to it know, was. You know, I mean, unfortunately, the people in that community well aware of what happened, but the rest of us wouldn't have to know about it and be bothered by it. I miss those days.
Because we know way too much.
Yeah. Well, and every stupid viral challenge of somebody trying to get famous for being an idiot.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay, we did Ask Us Anything this morning, and boy, did we get a lot of questions. Boy, howdy, lot of questions. That's Crisco's new signature line these days. So, boy, howdy, we have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Crisco, why did you get fired from your previous radio job? What did you do? What did you do?
What did I do? I didn't get fired. I actually left.
Oh.
Yeah, it was one of those situations where, because I've only had two jobs in radio, and so I left that one to come to this place.
Oh.
Here at KS95.
We're so glad you did.
Are you?
Most days.
Like, how many days of the week could you count?
I'd say 3 out of 5.
You know what? I haven't gone under there, so that's good.
No, I'm happy every day, silly.
Yeah, wow. So, radio is truly the only job you've never been fired from.
Yes.
No, because there have been, I'm trying to think, I left Arby's on my own.
Did you, though?
Yes, I did.
No way. You would have never left the meats like that.
I did. They weren't as known for their meats back then. They were just roast beef. I would have stayed there had I known how many meat selections they had. But no, I ended up leaving there for Baker Square. I didn't get fired from Baker Square.
Oh.
I left Baker Square for Perkins. I was clearly moving on my way up.
You were.
I was hitting the chain of different places to work.
What was your goal? Like the creme de la creme of chain restaurants. What were you really hoping for?
Well, I truly wanted to be a chef.
Red Lobster?
No, not a Red Lobster. I worked at, I know you won't believe this one. I worked at Sunsets in Woodbury.
Oh, I believe it.
And that was like, everything was fresh. I can't really speak for the fact that they're closed now.
I know. But, it was so good, though.
Oh, it was so good. I mean, everything, attention to detail there. But
that
I think they
choked up.
Mm. Oh, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt Des talking about
it. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Tell me any more items on their menu.
Oh, I loved their pizzas. I love their burgers. I loved it all. Go ahead.
Their soup was fantastic. Chicken wild rice. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they had awesome desserts, too.
Oh, the ice cream pie?
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Yep, that was it. Mm-hmm. Fresh tartar sauce I made.
Jesus, you two. Enough.
Oh, I mean, great fish.
We made the dough from scratch. It was awesome, but I talk too much, as you can clearly tell.
So, got you into your line of work now.
Yeah.
So we have to blame Sunsets is what you're saying.
You don't want me here?
No, wait. Of course we do.
Did you work there when it shut down? Did you shut the whole thing down?
No, good news. It was years after I worked there.
Okay, phew.
Yeah.
I miss that place. Rest in peace.
God, it was a good place.
Well, how many other restaurants are we going to, you know, say rest in peace after this is over?
Oh,
you know?
I can't even think about that.
Oh, my favorite Chinese food place, Golden Chow Mein on 7th Street, closed. Temporarily closed until they can figure out what's going on.
Mm.
Oh, it's just so sad to
Same
see
thing
all these places.
With Mancini's, they're closed too.
Yes, it's just crazy to see all these places close down.
Seriously, they better start a GoFundMe if they need one, because I would donate to their GoFundMe to keep them in business.
Yeah, there are places like that you have to keep alive. Mancini's cannot go away.
No. We need to have like a Live 95 in their back parking lot and sell tickets if we have to.
Save Mancini's.
We need to. I don't know what I would do if they closed. That would be a travesty.
Oh, my God. That would be a great idea, by the way. When everything gets back together, if they need some help, let's go over to Mancini's.
Yeah.
And they could grill out.
Just the three of us standing back in the parking lot. No, save Mancini's.
That'd be a sad 95. That's what that would be.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, who did you book? Oh. Well, we actually couldn't find anybody because of COVID-19, but it's the three of us.
Hey. So, Des, you were watching the governor's press conference, and did you get a memory of something, or what happened?
Yeah, you know, you guys, of all people, know that I don't remember a lot of my life. Like, I'll forget concerts I went to. My friend Crystal normally reminds me about most of my memories.
Wow, Des, do you hear how bad that sounds?
But it's not, like, it's not for what you think. I just truly forget until someone reminds me.
Okay.
Yeah, okay? Sure.
So I try to, like, keep all my concert stub, like, my tickets, so then I remember those things. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. So you'll understand that I'm looking at this press conference. I'm like, oh, yeah, the governor's at home. And then I'm like, in the governor's mansion. And then I'm like, wait, that, why does it look familiar? And I was like, oh, my God, I forgot. I went to a party at the governor's mansion.
What?
Yep. Back, and this made the news because he was doing this a lot and he wasn't supposed to when Jesse Ventura was the governor.
Oh, yes.
His son Tyrell, we were friends with him.
Tyrell. Shoot.
He threw parties. And I went, I was like, oh, yeah, I was standing right there and I was drinking like a vodka soda.
At the governor's mansion.
At the mansion.
And I love that you don't remember it, yet you stared at the governor's mansion and went, that place looks familiar.
I was like, huh, he's at home. That's cool. I wonder what his home is like.
Did she say familiar?
She did. I don't know why I just said that. I'm done.
Oh, my God. I'm starting to turn into my father and say things like familiar.
That looks familiar in fathers. Did that used to have fathers on it? It's very familiar.
When I was there was fathers.
Oh, wow. We can look back at this podcast as our cracking point in 2 weeks in.
I think we have to end it.
Okay.
We do. Pull the plug.
I wonder if they're going to have a party anytime soon.
Oh.
When this is over.
They don't want you there anymore. Governor Walz and his child have said stay away.
Oh, Des probably took something, too.
Nope, I didn't.
You wouldn't remember.
Probably just the innocence of some fella.
Yeah. How would you remember if you did take something?
Did you just hear what she said?
Yes, that she was going to steal his virginity.
No. Oh, God. No, that's not what I meant.
Some young fella.
I didn't say young either. I just said fella.
Oh, I love the things you do remember. I remember where I was and who I was with.
And who I had a quick hump with.
Oh, ew, I didn't do that. I just had drinks.
Oh, yeah, and a quick little hot makeout sesh.
Yeah, because a quick drink steals their innocence, Des. Wink, wink.
Okay, we should go.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, my God, before we incriminate ourselves anymore, be safe. Wash your hands.
Des. You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.